says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised.
Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in. This is James Kelso, your host, live on the Trump phenomenon here on the third day of the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio, on this 20th day of July, 2016. Glad to have you with us. It's a live show. It's going to be gone very, very fast, just an hour. So if you want to call in now. It's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we'll do our best to cover this great, wow, what a convention. What a, I mean, it doesn't get any better. And, you know, I don't know how old you are or how many Republican National Conventions you remember, but there's never been one like this. And hopefully there will be more like this. Hopefully the convention in 2020 will be just like this one. Of course, that'll be the Donald Trump re-nomination for President of the United States, and that'll be an easy one. That will not be, now just think about that for a second, that's not going to be preceded by any kind of a primary fight or battle at all. Donald Trump will have had 4 years of the most successful, amazing, wonderful presidency in the history of America, and we will all have been privileged to be part of it. We will all have done our best, worked our butts off, and done what we could to help Donald Trump make America great again, and make America work again, and make America safe again. And so there won't be any 16 opponents in a primary, bitterly fought primary race. There won't be any Hillary Trump or Hillary Clinton. Oh my goodness, Hillary Clinton will be will be gone, and she'll just be a bad memory. She may still be in jail come 2020. So the Democrats will come up with, you know, who knows what they'll come up with in 2020, but it's guaranteed to be pathetic. And then there's the convention of 2024. And I was just talking with a patriot friend today about the possibility that, I think, if I'm recalling correctly, Donald Trump Jr. is 38 years old. You only need to be 35 to be president or vice president of the United States. And we were kidding around, but it actually really wasn't kidding. After the great speech that Donald Trump Jr. gave, he would have made a great vice presidential nominee and would make a great president. And we have a lot of precedent for such a president. John Adams' son, John Quincy Adams, did a fine job as president of the United States. John Adams and John Adams. The next example of that, not a fine example, George Bush Sr., spawned George Bush Jr., but it did give a precedent for father-son presidencies. And so here you go. John and John, George and George. How about Don and Don? So That's kind of an exciting thing to look forward to. By the year 2024, Donald Trump Jr. will be, 38 plus 8. He will be 46. Perfect age for a young president. And he will be a seasoned warrior by then, after 8 years of what's going to be one heck of a pair of presidencies by his father. Well, let me open up the lines here. Get myself connected to the engineer and make sure that I see you when you do call in. And I'm going solo tonight. Paul Fromm is traveling, not able to be with us tonight. And I hope wherever he is, he's able to catch the action tonight on the Republican convention. The last night will be tomorrow night, which will be one. Of course, it'll be guaranteed to be the barn burner and the showstopper, with Donald Trump himself appearing. So stay tuned for that. Let's listen. Here's some of what's already happened. The convention, the third day session, just began a little while ago. So let's go listen to the third day session for a bit, and let's see who's on right now, actually, in the present live session. I'll turn the volume down and just see who's on our screen. Let's see what we have right now. Here's Harold Hamm. This is live. Let's just go to this live just to get the taste of what's going on right at this moment. Harold Hamm is a big oil man, and he's very big here in the state of North Dakota.
Moving America from energy scarcity to one of abundance would change the world forever and could power America to greatness once again. He wrote that down. Donald Trump got it. President Trump will fuel America's future and become the first president to achieve American energy independence.
Okay, so there's Harold Hamm. We'll turn him down. Coming up is Governor Rick Walker
not to get it.
Of Wisconsin. And Governor Walker of Wisconsin, also Marco Rubio and Senator Ted Cruz. They're all coming up. We may catch a little bit of any or all of those speakers here tonight. But let's go back in time to earlier tonight. And here's something, one of my favorite moments a little bit earlier tonight. This is Laura Ingraham. And let me place the timeline just right for her. And you're going to like this. Of course, you know Laura Ingraham well as a great patriot writer and columnist. And boy, does she get it. Let's listen to her for a little bit here. I'll just drop it in ahead of a great comment she's going to make in about a minute from now. Here she is in a great blue dress, looking like a knockout, beautiful staging, beautiful set. She's a beautiful woman on a beautiful stage, and the audience is loving it.
Many of our people wait for jobs.
Pause here just a little bit, and I forgot to turn Harold Hamm down. Let me turn him down. There we go. And we'll turn Laura Ingraham up. Here she is, just a little while ago.
We wait for a strategy, any strategy, to keep us safe. And our veterans, they die waiting for decent care. Well, everybody, with Donald J. Trump, thank God that wait is over. Now, Donald Trump has pledged to work tirelessly to get our country back on track. I want to say this very plainly. We should all, even all you boys with wounded feelings and bruised egos,
listen up.
And we love you. We love you. But you must honor your pledge to support Donald Trump now. Tonight. I hope they're This is the most important election since 1980. I worked for Ronald Reagan, and I remember before he came along, we had, you know, things were bad. But today, you know, we have stagnating wages, we have skyrocketing health care costs, doubling of the debt, the threat of ISIS, the rise of China. And the Democrats' answer to all that is to nominate the woman who helped orchestrate America's decline. Now think about it. Think about it. That has to be some cruel joke, like skinny jeans on men or man buns or something like that.
I agree.
That's a bad joke. Now, I don't want to sit around and tell my kids stories someday about how great America used to be. Do you? We never give up. We rise to every challenge. We fight and we win. We're Americans.
Oh, this is wonderful.
And we need America, we need a president who believes in the Constitution and who will fight for us, not against us, treat us like an ally, not an enemy, fight alongside with us. We are not the enemy, we're the people. We're not your servants. You're ours. And to all my friends, they're way up there in the press. I see you. Hello. Hello. To all my friends up there in the press. You all know why, in your heart, Donald Trump won the Republican nomination. You know it. You know why he won it? Because he dared to call out the phonies, the frauds, and the corruption that has gone unexposed and uncovered for too long. Too long. Do your job.
Everybody's on their feet. Everybody's waving down. Laura Ingraham's bringing the house down.
Doing your job is a novel. We're talking about how there was no energy in the room last night. Why don't you sit here with the people? What a joke.
What a joke.
America is on to you. Donald Trump respects us enough to tell us the hard truths about what has happened to our country on issues like immigration, trade, our diminished status around the world. Even in the face of unfair criticism and sheer hatred. They had their chance. Now it's our chance. America, let us tonight go forth and reject the politics of division. Let's defeat the Clinton machine. Let's send the consultants, the pollsters, and the lobbyists packing. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
Byron Brenner speech, bringing the house down less than an hour ago. Lord,
businessman Phil Buffin.
Pause that right there. Donald Trump's friend and businessman Phil Ruffin is coming out next, and I'm just going to glance over here at the other channel and just see what
vote for Hillary Clinton.
What's live? Scott Walker, Governor Scott Walker. Is live.
Make no mistake.
Governor Scott Walker, Republican of Wisconsin. Let's I don't know if we want to listen to him right now, but I do want to listen to you. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And anything Scott Walker might say has got to be a come-down from and a letdown from anything that Laura Ingraham would say. Boy, I'll tell you what, she might have given the best talk of the convention so far. And, well, we need some of those barn burners. There are some of the barn burner speakers that are not in evidence so far at the convention, folks like Sarah Palin. And I think Donald Trump has made a, well, you know, he's making good calls. He's fashioning this convention, I think, beautifully, because he's got a number of targets to hit. And one of them is to unite the party and unite the population behind him. And Laura Ingraham, boy, she just did a beautiful job of talking about what were her exact words. It was wonderful. The boys with wounded feelings, you must honor your pledge tonight. That was beautiful. Tonight. And when she said that, she was pointing her finger right at the audience, or not at the audience, right at the camera. And who's she talking about, of course? John Kasich. Hey, John Kasich. You made a pledge. You signed a pledge that you'd support the nominee of the party. Where's your word? Jeb Bush signed the pledge. And she's talking to those two clowns and others. I think it's wonderful that the people who really aren't with us, they really aren't with us. They're not honoring their pledges, and they're making the worst political mistake of their lives. And I'm so happy they're doing it, gambling that their petulance can defeat Donald Trump. Ain't gonna happen. Got a break coming up. Right back with your calls and the Republican National Convention. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Us, the politically incorrect. And Dr. Ben Carson last night, night two of the Republican National Convention, he gave a great talk, and he opened his talk by telling the audience, hey, let me tell you, I am not politically correct. And he then went on to make a really great speech, and which he did as Laura Ingraham has done. He was pointing the finger at, let's see, what were his words? He said, even in our own party, there are those, and see, he's talking about these neocon naysayers, these neocon never-Trumpers. He said, there are those who would say, he said, and this is unbelievable, that a Hillary Clinton administration wouldn't be all that bad. And that the point being that these people out there, these are our enemies, people like Bill Kristol and Charles Krauthammer, they would rather have a Hillary Clinton presidency than have Donald Trump as president, Donald Trump as the leader of a movement to take back America, to take back the Republican Party. They would, in fact, rather have Hillary Clinton. And they are out there saying that, oh, you know, they're minimizing what a catastrophe for our people a Hillary Clinton presidency would be, and trying to deflect the idea that this election is, as Ann Coulter has said, it's not a once in a lifetime election. This is a once in a millennium election. This is a once ever election. There has never been an election like this one, and may never be another. So the So Ben Carson did that very well last night. We've got a caller on the phone, Caesar, in New York, the state that gave us Donald Trump. Caesar, thank you for giving us Donald Trump.
How are you today?
Hey, good. What's up?
Not much. I tried to call you at home today because I was going to read an article to you, but you don't pick up. There was an answering machine there, so I couldn't get through, but it's all good.
Go, Caesar. But go with your idea. Sorry you didn't reach me today. And by the way, folks, please do call me at home. My number is 701-317-5317. I'll give that number out over and over again in the course of this show. But I love the idea of you calling me directly. Don't worry about bothering me and so on. If I'm indisposed, I'll do just as I did with Caesar, is not pick up the phone. And I apologize, Caesar. So what's on your mind?
Well, you know, Jamie, I'm endorsing only one candidate in this election. I finally decided I'm endorsing one candidate.
Yes, go ahead.
And it's going to be Hillary Clinton for prison 2016.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I love that. Hillary for prison. And, you know, the chant. Now, the chant that's taken over the floor of these events, these speeches, is lock her up. Lock her up. Lock her up. And that's a great chant. It's going to last through the entire election. On November 8th, the Trump crowds will still be chanting, lock her up. They'll still have airplane banners flying in the sky saying, lock her up. And, in fact, after Donald Trump is president on January 17th, one of the things on his agenda will be, should we lock her up? If she's not already in prison, should we lock her up? And she's got many things for which she could be indicted and convicted. And the Clintons have been criminals ever since Arkansas. And that's going to be one of the things that people, victims of those crimes, like people like Paula Jones and the other women that have been raped by Bill Clinton and then harassed and threatened by Hillary Clinton, they're going to be pointing this out during this all too brief 100 or so days of the election campaign. We've got a break coming up. Please call in at 800-313-9443. See you on the other side of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria. bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I want to go to a little bit more here in our brief time together. I want to, you know, cover the highlights and give you some of the great things that have happened here at this once-in-a-lifetime event for us, and a turning point in our lives. I don't think I'm being too much of a cheerleader to say that. Here is a highlight from yesterday. Donald Trump Jr. You know, people have talked about, well, what kind of backup does Donald Trump have if something happens to him, or who will succeed him, or what kind of backup does he have? Well, here's some backup right here. Listen to Donald Trump Jr. last night. He's 38 years old, went to the University of Pennsylvania, just like his dad, just like his half-sister Tiffany, who just graduated from that very hard to get into school, the Wharton School of Finance, top business school in the world. Let's see if we can't find Donald Trump Jr. last night. Listen to this is the kind of backup Donald Trump has. What a family. Here he is last night at the convention.
Please welcome Donald Trump Jr.
What a smile. What a handsome guy. Everybody's on their feet. We're all getting to meet the Trump family.
Good evening.
We are.
I'm Donald Trump Jr. Thank you. Thank you. I'm the father of five young children, from two-year-old Chloe to Kai, who just turned nine. I'm the husband to Vanessa, an amazing wife and mother, and the son of a great man. I'm an American And tonight I want to talk to you about the country we live in, the country our children will grow up in. For my generation, this is the most important election of our lifetime, one that will determine the future of our country and, in turn, the future of the world. For too long, our country has ignored its problems, punting them down the road for future generations to deal with. In business, I was trained by my father to make the tough investments and decisions today to ensure a brighter future tomorrow. We've actually started to believe that solving our great problems is an impossible task.
Nice.
And that's why we need to elect a man who has a track record of accomplishing the impossible.
Nice. He's not a fatalist. Nice.
For the first time, parents no longer think that their kids will be as well off as we were. We've lost the confidence in our leaders and the faith in our institutions. But remember one thing. We're still Americans. We're still one country. And we're going to get it all back.
Nice.
We're going to get it back better than ever before. I know we'll get it back because I know my father. I know that when people tell him it can't be done, that guarantees that he gets it done. I know that when someone tells him that something is impossible, that's what triggers him into action. When people told him it was impossible for a boy from Queens to go to Manhattan and take on developers in the big city, rather than give up, he changed the skyline of New York.
Yes, indeed. Change the skyline.
I've seen it time and time again, that look in his eyes when someone says it can't be done. I saw that look a little over a year ago when he was told he couldn't possibly succeed in politics. Yes, he did. For my father, impossible is just the starting point. That's how he approaches business projects. That's how he approaches life. Whether it's teaching his granddaughter how to swing a golf club, or tackling the toughest negotiations, he's always fully committed. That's why the person who had never run for office before stood on the stage 11 months ago in this very arena.
It was right here.
With 16 professional politicians.
The first debate.
And this week, that same man will stand before you as our party's nominee for the President of the United States of America.
What a son.
Thank you.
38 years old.
As a proud son and family member, it was one of the great honors of my life to be able to put him over the top in the delegate count earlier today.
Oldest child.
His unrelenting determination is why he's going to become our next president. And why I know that when my father says he can fix the country, he means it. You want to know what kind of president he'll be? Let me tell you how he ran his businesses. And I know, because I was there with him, by his side, on job sites, in conference rooms, from the time I could walk. He didn't hide out behind some desk in an executive suite. He spent his career with regular Americans. He hung out with the guys on construction sites, pouring sheetrock and hanging, pouring concrete and hanging sheetrock. He listened to them, and he valued their opinions as much and often more than the guys from Harvard and Wharton, locked away in offices away from the real work. He's recognized the talent and the drive that all Americans have. He's promoted people based on their character, their street smarts, and their work ethic, not simply paper credentials. To this day, many of the top executives in our company are individuals that started out in positions that were blue-collar, but he saw something in them, and he pushed them to succeed.
Nice.
His true gift as a leader is that he sees the potential in people that they don't even see in themselves.
Beautiful.
The potential that other executives would overlook because their resumes don't include the names of fancy colleges and degrees. I know he values those workers and those qualities in people because those are the individuals he had my siblings and me work under when we started out. that he would trust his own children's formative years to these men and women says all you need to know about Donald Trump. We didn't learn from MBAs. We learned from people who had doctorates in common sense.
Oh, yes.
Guys like Vinny Stelio, who taught us how to drive heavy equipment, operate tractors and chainsaws, who worked his way through the ranks to become a trusted advisor of my father. It's why we're the only children of billionaires as comfortable in a D10 Caterpillar as we are in our own cars.
D10 is a big one.
My father knew that those were the guys and gals that would teach us the dignity of hard work from a very young age. He knows that at the heart of the American dream is the idea that whoever we are, wherever we're from, we can get ahead, where everyone can prosper together. The other party also tells us they believe in the American dream. They say we should worry about economic inequality and immobility. You know what? They're right. But they don't tell you that it was their policies that caused the problem. And it was their policies that have no accountability. They gave us the worst immigration system in the world. One that imports immobility. One that drives down employment and wages for Hispanic Americans, for African Americans, and for everyone. An immigration system that favors illegals over those trying to go through the process legally. And at times, even over law-abiding citizens. It was Bernie Sanders himself who warned that a large tide of new workers keeps wages low and poverty high. The other party gave us public schools that far too often fail our students, especially those who have no options. Growing up, my siblings and I, we were truly fortunate to have choices and options that others don't have. We want all Americans to have those same opportunities.
Ivanka and Eric are listening with rapt attention in the audience.
Our schools used to be an elevator to the middle class. Now they're stalled on the ground floor. They're like Soviet-era department stores that are run for the benefit of the clerks and not the customers, for the teachers and the administrators and not the students. You know why other countries do better on K-12? They let parents choose where to send their own children to school. That's called competition. It's called the free market. And it's what the other party fears. They fear it because they're more concerned about protecting the jobs of tenured teachers than serving the students in desperate need of a good education.
People are on their feet. They found another leader.
They want to run everything top down from Washington. They tell us they're the experts and they know what's best. The other party gave us a regulatory state on steroids. Dodd-Frank was 1,000 pages long, and it's already spun off 22,000 pages in regulations. Imagine trying to digest all that before you even open your doors for business. That doesn't help consumers. What it does is destroy small business in favor of big businesses who can afford the vast number of lawyers and accountants needed to comply.
How is Donald Trump going to use his son?
Dodd-Frank is consumer protection for billionaires.
This guy is a genius.
We've produced the thickest network of patronage and influence of any country at any time in world history. It's composed of the self-satisfied people at the top, our new aristocrats. We can't live that way any longer. It's too risky. Let me talk a little bit about risks. The other party is the party of risk. I've spent many time with many great Americans who have served this country in the military, and they know what's at stake. When we have weak leaders in positions of power, Americans risking their lives for our freedoms are less safe. You know, almost daily I get a call or a text from a real American hero. His name's Mark Geist, and I'm proud to call him a friend.
Who is it, Benghazi?
Mark was part of the security team at the annex on our grounds of the consulate in Benghazi. Mark was one of the men who received frantic phone calls from his buddies at the compound. Calls that pleaded for help. Calls that he and his team tried to answer. but calls that didn't save all his friends. Because Secretary Clinton's State Department had ignored their request for help, both on the night in question and even in the weeks and months leading up to the attack. It was a tragedy, and one that would be repeated were she to win the election. Ask Mark who's fit to lead. Who has the judgment to lead? Who will take that call at 3 o'clock in the morning yet? You know, or better yet, ask yourselves, if you were in Mark's shoes that night, who would you rather call?
Wow, the crowd is on their feet. Donald Trump's son is as
eloquent as he is. Let me tell you something about risk. If Hillary Clinton were elected, she'd be the first president who couldn't pass a basic background check. It's incredible. Hillary Clinton is a risk Americans can't afford to take. She says she'll issue executive orders to take away Americans' guns. She wants to appoint judges who will abolish the Second Amendment. Okay. Just look at how effective those laws have been in inner city Chicago. A city with the toughest gun laws in our nation, where 70 people were murdered last month alone, and where over 3,400 American lives have been lost since this administration took office in 2009. You know why those laws fail? Because criminals, by definition, don't follow laws. Rather than prosecuting real criminals, she would strip hard-working, law-abiding citizens of their rights to protect themselves and their families. She'll throw every possible obstacle in the path of safe, reliable, affordable energy produced in America.
Folks, I'm just going to turn the volume down here on Donald Trump Jr. But folks, you're hearing it too. The audience last night at the Republican convention, they were hearing it. These are political veterans. They've been to many conventions. They've heard all of these guys, and they know a class act when they hear it. They know a great speaker and a great leader, and this is one. So, America, we're getting to meet the family. We're meeting Donald Trump, but now we're meeting his family. And Donald Trump Jr., my gosh. And I was just asking, I don't know if you could hear me asking the rhetorical question of myself, where is Donald Trump going to put his son, Donald Trump Jr.? And notice that his son talked about his father's business career in the past tense. Did you hear that? In other words, Donald Trump has ended his business career, a $10 billion business and growing business career. What a decision he made. He's not going to be running these companies. He's not going to be opening these golf courses and doing all those things that he did every day to make that Trump organization run. He's giving his life to us, to our country, and he's going to use all those skills that his son is talking about in saving our country. Which means he's going to be neglecting and not bothering with his businesses. He can't. That's what his son was saying. Let's go back to Donald Trump Jr. I don't. Who wants to hear me when you can hear this speaker?
Children and our loved ones at stake. A president who won't bow and pander to nations that shudder at the very thought of America's existence. A president more concerned with the safety and comfort of his fellow Americans than the feelings of those hostile nations abroad who, if given the option, would wipe America off the face of this earth.
Oh, nice.
A president not beholden to special interests, foreign and domestic, and one who funded his entire primary run out of his own pocket just to prove it. A president who will secure and defend the borders of the United States and who will appoint judges who believe that freedom requires a limited government. A president who won't use the highest office in the land as a path to personal enrichment. A president who's actually created real jobs, who has actually signed the front of a paycheck, and who doesn't just talk about it in theory. A president who has real people's families and livelihoods dependent on his success and the success of his company for decades. A president who speaks his mind, and not just when it behooves him to do so. Who doesn't have to run a focus group or use data analytics to be able to form a simple opinion. Who says what needs to be said.
They love him.
Just what you want
to
hear.
Wow, we got a break coming up. We'll be back. Maybe we'll squeeze a phone call in. Stay tuned. We'll be back for our last segment in just a minute.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to try to just do a little kind of a encapsulation here of what we've covered in this all-too-brief hour. We discovered Donald Trump Jr., what
a giant this man is and will be. Keep your eyes on Donald Trump Jr., 38 years old, beautiful wife. I think he said five children from age 2 to 9. I love what we heard from Laura Ingraham. That was today at the convention tonight. Laura Ingraham gave the speech, the best speech. And right now, I don't know if I'll even turn the volume up. Ted Cruz is talking. And Donald Trump made a very, a big-hearted gesture in inviting Ted Cruz to speak. And I'll tell you what, Ted Cruz is making a mistake right now. I'll go back and, it's happening right now, so I got to listen to the whole thing. But I'm not hearing him endorsing Donald Trump. I'm not hearing that. And maybe I missed it. Well, I'll cover it tomorrow in our program tomorrow night. I'll let you know whether Ted Cruz had the brains to endorse Donald Trump. But I'm not hearing that right now. And the audience is hearing that. And so they're yelling, Trump, Trump, Trump. Cruz, just a moment ago, he said, in November, vote for candidates who reflect your values. And the audience is screaming, Trump, Trump, Trump. Oh, there's Donald Trump at the back of the crowd. He's in the audience right now. Let me turn it up.
For shared values by standing for liberty. God bless each and every one of you, and God bless the United States of America.
The camera's on Donald Trump. I think he might be coming into the hall. I don't know what it is. We're going to run out of time here. We're going to run out of show. But the crowd, not that happy with Ted Cruz.
My father trained us very well. We were with him on job sites. We were with him.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Now, I don't know what was going on. The camera cut to Donald Trump. I don't know where that was or what was going on there. So let me not mislead you. But we did just hear from Ted Cruz. And he made one of his stupidest decisions, I believe, in his political life in not endorsing Donald Trump. He really... Really, if that's what happened, he really hurt himself. What an egotist is Ted Cruz. We're going to run out of time in a second here. I want to thank you all for listening in. We had almost no time for calls tonight. Tomorrow night, it'll be even more action-packed. Donald Trump, the big windup and the big launch. So you don't want to miss tomorrow night's show. I'll see you there. This is James Kelso thanking you very much on behalf of the American Freedom Party, the sponsor of all these radio shows, which I hope you're helping to support. See you tomorrow night. So long.
Or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.